In other news, a military court in Bahrain has sentenced a poet to a one-year jail sentence for reading a poem that criticizes the sheikhdom's ruler. 20-year-old poet and student Ayat al-Gharmezi was detained in March for reading out a poem at an opposition rally. She has reportedly been tortured while in custody. Amnesty International has condemned al-Gharmezi's arrest. It has also called on Bahrain's authorities to drop the, quote, unfair charges and release her immediately.
Number of people were arrested during the weekend ceremonies. Regime forces have
Rodney Shakespeare, who chairs the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, joins us on the phone from London to get a reaction, in order to give a reaction to this piece of news. Rodney Shakespeare, this decision, it has drawn a lot of opposition from not only opposition groups in general, but also international organizations. We can name Amnesty International, but what good is that when there's not anything being done, not only to this piece of news about this poet, but also, of course, the military tribunals that are being held, which in itself is deemed illegal under international law?
This is a huge punishment for a young girl for what was a non-existent offense. And it actually shows you the insecurity of the smirking thugs and moronic murderers who rule in Bahrain. They have been completely shaken by the international response over the attempt to hold the F1 motor race, and they're now cracking down on anything in a panic. And of course, it's utterly shameful that the tittering idiots in the UK Foreign Office are supporting these thugs, these murderers, and these torturers. And the hypocrisy still goes on from the United States talking about negotiations. And you cannot negotiate with those you have killed, those you have tortured, those you say who have no political rights, and those whose religion you try to destroy. So it's a shocking, disgraceful situation, but there is hope there that the international community must continue to fight, must continue to protest, and we will get the message over that Bahrain is now the most corrupt, vicious spot on this planet.
But at the same time, Bahrain is supposed to be a signatory of the UN Human Rights Charter. I think the most severe condemnation so far would be from the UN Rights Chief, Navi Pillay. But given what has happened, and at this point we're talking at least 4 months since the crackdown began, is there going to be any action taken or any possibility of any action being taken by the UN on Bahrain?
There will only be action if the public and everybody acts in the political way. This is ultimately political because Bahrain is the center of a network of international corruption, all ultimately aimed at supporting a Zionist Israel and its 200 atomic bombs. So the United Nations can be the means through which we put the pressure on, but at the moment the United Nations in its key organizations is controlled by the United States, which bullies and browbeats individuals in governments right the way around the world and blackmails them. That's the techniques. So we cannot hold up too much hope unless we ourselves keep the pressure up. We succeeded with the stopping the F1 motor race, and we must now get home the message to the rulers in Bahrain. Their economy is down the tubes. They are despised. They won't dare ever go shopping in London or Paris again, and they won't dare ever send their children to schools in the USA, the UK, or in France. They're outlaws now. They are pariahs, and we're going to get the message on an increasing scale. They have no future with decent people in this world, and I want to say that anybody who has anything to do with Bahrain, they better wake up to the fact that they're scum as well.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Chair of the Committee Against Torture in Bahrain, Rodney Shakespeare, with his statements from London.